Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Today on the radio show, Chris Herndon, straight up at 10 o'clock. Oh, we got Jason Smith before that. Jason will be in the next segment. Then Chris Harrington, straight up 10 o'clock. No Jeffrey's bets today. That sort of has wound down. We got Army Navy. Got a strong feeling there.
Let me always just take the under.
We always just take the under there. First hour, again, it's us and then Jason and then Chris Harrington. So, I believe it was yesterday when we had the conversation with Chris about what the Grizzlies would rotation would be given full health.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, we knew it was a theoretical question.
I think you even made a comment as such.
Yes, it was of course a theoretical question, but it came that much more theoretical yesterday. Was this during your show that it broke?
As we were speaking to Eric and as Eric was...
Oh, no, you were talking to Eric?
Correct. As Eric was, like, in the midst of complimenting the medical staff.
So take me through this. So you're sitting there.
Yep.
And you're doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at your laptop or your phone or something.
Really? George put a note in the Google Meet because we had Cobb on. So George put a note in the Google Meet, and we clicked on it. It was Sham's tweet. So this is basically, you know, a couple of minutes before 3 o'clock.
It almost is a – this was not quite, you know, when Stephen Adams goes
not,
down.
Right? No, not the Stephen Adams
it
gut
wasn't,
punch.
It wasn't that gut punch. But it was its own particular gut punch. There's no question about that. It was a little bit like – oh my God! Like, so let me ask you this: what was Eric's reaction? Did you tell Eric?
Yeah, you broke
the news to Eric.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody kind of had the same reaction, which is like, it's along the lines of like, this is probably dramatic, but it's like, just don't allow yourself to start feeling better about the team. Like, whenever you think that you want to feel better, and like, hey, the team's looking a lot better, and it doesn't feel like a chore to watch the game, and it's exciting, you're gonna have Ja back tonight, like. Just whatever feeling you have of anticipation and excitement, just go ahead and bury that down.
How many years now has it? So this year has been a very mixed bag.
Yeah.
Right? Last year was, you know.
It was good till it wasn't.
It was a good year till it wasn't. And it wasn't. And then it was the previous year that was totally wrecked by injury.
Correct.
Right?
Lost year.
And then it was the year before that that ended with the loss to the Lakers.
Correct.
Getting blown out and all of that stuff. You could, let's be honest. Okay, so in that year,
there were plenty of moments to feel good about. It ended horrifically.
Sure. No, right? The ending definitely. They didn't close the season strong either.
There was nothing wrong with that year as you went through the year, right?
Correct.
It was the
second best record in the West. Like they had some big wins.
Nothing wrong with that year.
They had a bad matchup for them in the playoffs because Anthony Davis was healthy, and
so then we've had the lost year, and then last year that ended badly. And by the way, with injuries a big part of that. Like, you know, even in the OKC series, right? In the end, Ja's injury. And then this year, you can't say it's a lost year. It doesn't feel like 2 years ago. But I mean, it is hard. I was thinking about this. It's hard to know anything to say about this that's original because it's just so devastatingly obvious, right?
Right.
And the two obvious reactions, it seems to me, are one, I can't believe this, particularly because of the timing. It's seriously, Ja's giving out tickets. You're finally going to have the team back. Like, this is it. This is what we've been talking about. Finally, you had 6 minutes of these guys playing together, and here we are. We're going to have the starting lineup, the preferred starting lineup. We've waited. We've gotten through sure, Ty Jerome isn't back and Brandon Clark isn't back, but this is the team. Friday was going to be the night. Two games under 500, two very winnable games right ahead of you, and a big Friday night in Memphis. And so just the timing of it adds a level of this can't be happening. Like, really, the moment that Ja comes back, Zach Edey is out with a stress reaction to his ankle. It almost, you just can't. It's the old, you know, if you got to laugh or you'll cry kind of thing. I mean, it's just you. The timing of it is almost incomprehensible. But honestly, the second reaction is the one that is more relevant to the future of the franchise, and that is not just about the timing in this year, and boy, are we ever going to see him together. It's, oh my God, he is a giant man, and he has foot problems.
Ankle
problems. He has ankle problems. I believe the foot is connected to the ankle.
I'm not a doctor.
And he has ankle problems. And so then immediately it's
lower body injury.
Bill
Jeff.
Walton, it's Sam Bowie. You know, we talk about Yao Ming. You'd take Yao Ming.
Oh, yeah.
Yao Ming was great until he wasn't. Like, Yao Ming had, what, 8 years of, like, Yao Ming was a
phenomenon.
And so there's those two things. There's, like, for the immediate future, it's devastating. You can't believe it. You can't get your mind around it. All of that. And then, for me, the more significant part of this is there real peril here that we're never going to have a consistently effective Zach Edey? And it's the way Chris described it within the last week when we were talking about this. The bizarre thing is you have these two players who are at the opposite ends of the physical spectrum for NBA players.
Yeah.
One is and literally they both, you don't know now if you can count on them to play for an extended period of time. And it's literally traced to the way they are built. Literally, it's not just like, well, we have a player and he got hurt. It's literally they are both they're for totally opposite reasons. We wonder if we will ever see them for a consistent stretch of time, and certainly ever see them together. Zach Edey, because he is giant, because the job involves moving that giant body up and down the floor over and over again on a hardwood. That's what they call it, hardwood. on the hardwood, jumping, like all of that, every day in practice, every day in a game, on these wee little bones. You're not a doctor, but I can tell you they're wee little bones in the foot, right, in the ankle area.
I'll have to take your word for it.
And so you, because of the the literally the way that he is built, we now wonder and worry about his availability. And for Ja, totally different physical profile, but because of the way he's built, slight, fragile, in a different, in a wholly different kind of way, explosive,
twitchy, but like twitchy. But sometimes that can be
the way he plays above, up in the air. This tiny, this slim body. Are we ever going to see him consistently? And I know that I'll be interested. I have not looked at this, but I am curious because obviously injuries rampant. If you feel bad for yourself, look at Indiana, right? Like the Derek Lively is just gone now for like the injuries, a massive problem throughout the league. It does feel like it is particularly grievous for the Grizzlies.
No, I mean, I think it's true that there are a lot of injuries and injuries have probably increased, but I mentioned this on the afternoon show yesterday. I looked this up via the stat muse with the number of games missed, number of minutes missed, whatnot. The Grizzlies, like over a 5-year window, are clearly the number one team.
They're clearly the number one team. And of course, that doesn't count the other sort of suspensions that have been.
No. This was just minutes lost from injury. No, this was not that.
There was another different injury that was caused by a shooting in the foot.
Correct.
Shooting themselves in
Correct.
The foot injury. That's a different kind of injury. Different kind of foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be more concerned long term than short term, aren't you? Isn't that the bigger concern? I mean, obviously, the immediate gut punch is a gut punch, but the bigger concern is like, are we ever going to see this?
Well, I think to your point, my whole question is why? Are the Grizzlies just unlucky? Do they draft injury prone people?
It's funny because I was going to get to that. After we sort of looked, I want to emphasize that the long term injury is the biggest question, and then immediately I get emails, and this is what happens. You're like, the medical staff must suck, right? Despite Eric's whatever, and I just don't like. Here, it seems to me that I don't know. Like, we just established that you're not a doctor, and although I was the son of doctors, mm-hmm. I actually don't have much of a medical background either.
I do consider myself an expert of observing sports injuries.
It doesn't feel like to me that a giant man having a foot injury is a medical staff problem.
No, and also, if you're asking me to believe that the Grizzlies somehow have I think all these people do
the same thing. That's like, the other thing, is that they're all seeing, like, if you think Zach Edey is just seeing the Grizzlies' in-house doctor and not outside experts, they're all seeing, I don't know who his foot guy is, whatever. But
didn't even the statement read, like, maybe it was Shams from Bertelstein, like in consultation with the Grizzlies and his own medical. Like,
of course, you are a business. You are a multi tens of million dollar business. You have your own medical. You're not just like, headed to the local doc on the corner.
Yeah.
And so I just reject it.
Who's got good Google ratings?
I think they did draft a player who is giant, who therefore, because he's giant, would therefore be prone to foot injuries, even though he had none at Purdue, as far as I could tell. And with Ja, they drafted a player who was slight, like whatever. I don't think there's any reason. You see Ja land and you see the ankle bend or whatever the hell is happening, him land on his shoulder, and we've seen the injuries. I don't think there is a why. They did draft players of a certain physical profile. And would you have them not drafted him? I wouldn't have had them. I don't think they made a mistake drafting Ja, and I don't think they made a mistake drafting Zach Edey. But they drafted players of a certain physical profile, and this has happened. It happened to Zydrunas Ilgauskas. It happened to Bill Walton. It happened to, like, whatever. If you are giant. Now, everyone doesn't, weirdly enough. Like, Shaq didn't. Giant man up and down the court. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't.
This is not an
uncommon thing. I don't know, like,
thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I do think in terms of, you said this isn't the Steven Adams thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think in terms of deflating injuries, this is probably number two for me. I mean, Ja getting hurt.
Are you saying over the Morant era? Like, how are you defining it?
Yeah, no, yeah, of this, of the Ja Morant era, deflating injuries. Ja's injuries are always deflating, though. Like when Ja's out for the season or Ja.
There's a couple of Brandon Clark injuries in there when he was really playing well.
Never hit me like this. I, with all due respect, I never thought Brandon Clark was important to the enterprise as.
I thought
Jack
as a rebounder he was.
He's important. I'm not trying to devalue him.
I'm talking early. Now I'm at the point with Brandon, it's like. I root for him. I want him to do well, but I have zero expectations.
Grizzlies play tonight against the Utah Jazz. And
12% off at the Grizz Den.
And here's the thing is that 12% off at the Grizz Den. You also just like, you want Zach Edey there because, A, he's been the most fun thing this season. I mean, honestly, for me, Cedric Howard, Zach Edey, take your pick. Like, those have been the two most fun things this season, but you also want him there because he felt like he was key to unleashing a happy, effective Ja. Not just in the space he creates and the way that he could unleash Ja, which was the entire idea of Isolo and what he could do with those two working in tandem, but also just they're so much better defensively with Edie. They're dramatically better rebounding team with Edie. So therefore, they're a better team. So therefore,
they can actually get a stop.
Everyone is more effective, including Ja, and everyone's happier, including Ja. Like it just is. What a disaster! I mean, what a freaking disaster! But Grizzlies still do have a chance to get to 500, two games under 500, and 12% off everything at the Grizz Den. Is that it?
12% off everything at the Grizz Den. Also, I believe if you go to the box office down at FedEx Forum, you can get $40 Plaza or Pinnacle level tickets or $12 Terrace level tickets.
Look at that. So there you go. I mean, it's still fun. It's just like, it's just.
No, it's just annoying because, like.
It's so annoying.
Like, we've already had kind of.
Do I blame the Grizzlies, the staff? I do not at all. I know people immediately go to that. But I just don't. I think it's...
Well, Jeff, we've got to blame somebody. That's what we do here.
Can't we, like... How about Chandler Parsons?
I do think we're running out of reasons to blame him. I'm not saying that we shouldn't bring him back around and maybe just punch him a couple extra times, but it does feel like that is a little unnecessary at this point.
In the meantime, the... speaking of injuries, Penny talked yesterday. Memphis is going to be playing Louisville this weekend. Resumption of the rivalry. Said that Curtis Givens and Thedford will not play. Unlikely, certainly unlikely.
Even they've got injuries.
Even they've got injuries. John Martin had an interesting column in the Daily Memphian today. And there's been a lot of nostalgia. Boy, those rivalries, that was the greatest rivalry, the Mid-South Coliseum, all of this, right? We've heard a lot of people have been digging up the stories of what a epic rivalry that was.
We've had chairs thrown in this rivalry. Yeah, like this,
and
there's
so,
history.
So the question is, obviously, in terms of this year, if they could actually somehow pull off that victory, it changes things entirely. Right? Like, it changes things entirely. All of a sudden, you have this big honking win that in March will be a signature win. A big honking. You pair that with the win you just had over Baylor. All of a sudden, you're feeling about very differently about this team. Don't you think?
Yeah.
If they could pull it off. So, I don't expect it, but didn't expect them to beat UConn last year.
No, I mean, it is the type of game that, again, neither one of us are predicting that they're going to go to Louisville and win. But if you do win, it makes up for some of the wrongs of the year.
I mean, it changes things completely. But John's column was, and he actually consulted me about it beforehand. He said, because his original conceit was, does this game make you feel joyous that the rivalry is back? Or does it make you feel sad that it's not, you know, that the reality has changed so much? Like, these were schools that were, and we've talked about this, that were peers. Sure, Louisville had the upper hand. They won national championships. Memphis got the national championships, whatever. They were peers. Similar size city, you know, a similar type of university, they care deeply about basketball, sort of above all, at least originally, a lot of similarities between the two. And one went one way and one went the other way. And now, yeah, they're going to be playing Saturday, but the schools are in dramatically different places. The Louisville basketball program now is rolling. The new Louisville football program is certainly relevant. On a national level. It's not Alabama, but it's relevant on a national level. And so you just see the results of the mistakes that the administration at Memphis made decades ago. And you're like, how come they're there and I'm here? Right? Like it's like your brothers, right? And you grow up and your brother turns out to be a gazillionaire living in a big house with a nice car and a pool and everything else. Maybe not the biggest house on the block, but
getting a little close to home. Continue.
and you are
not
just
quite
whatever,
there
just
yet. But he's
and you're a producer
there.
At a radio station, yeah. And an afternoon, no, and,
yeah.
And scraping along as best you can.
Yeah.
and you wonder, where the hell did I go wrong? Does this seem familiar at all?
Starting to sound vaguely familiar.
Well, how about for me? Like, I got a brother who's in who's a cardiologist at Johns Hopkins, who's traveling the world now. I got another brother who's on the faculty at Northwestern, and what the hell?
Great Super Bowl commercials.
I'm just trying to rub two quarters together. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, where the hell did I go wrong? So is this more a joyous resumption of a rivalry, or is it more of a very bittersweet moment because it is a reminder of different places you are? But then John's further point, you can answer that question here in a moment. John's further point is, the goal still has to be not to beat Louisville, but to kind of be Louisville. Like, that still has to be. And it's why the hiring of Charles Huff matters so much. And this may sound totally far-fetched, right? It may never happen, but the goal still has to be to get where Louisville has got. And the goal still has to, and the truth of the matter is, with TV contracts coming up, with maybe the ACC breaking up, it is not beyond the realm of reason to think that there is at least some slight chance they could be in a conference again someday. And that has to be the goal. So first, is it more bitter? Is it more joyous or bittersweet, this resumption of the rivalry?
I tend to go
joyous. That's how you're wired.
I'm just glad they have good games.
Right. Like, and they got 6 years of
like,
it.
I'm
too.
Not saying like
6 years.
I'm
of
not going to have
too.
Tears in my eyes because I'm going to see the red and the blue on the floor again. Although maybe, I don't know, maybe one team will wear black and white. But
like, all right. So you're just happy. That's I'm, good. I just focus on the positive, man.
Yeah.
6 years of this too.
Yes. It's a long. It's a series. It's not like a one off.
Okay. And by the way, good for Penny for getting the series.
Yeah.
And good for Louisville for agreeing to play this series.
Agreed.
As like there are schools very close to home that feel like they're above it, right? Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. It is a game you can circle, can look forward to, can help the resume. It's a nod to history. And so, okay. Second question. Is it unreasonable for Memphis' ambition to be where Louisville is?
I'm going to say yes, because I don't think they can do all the things that Louisville did to change their circumstances. Like, in the end, Louisville built the on-campus stadium. And yes, Memphis is renovating the Liberty Bowl, but like, Louisville basically owns all their facilities.
What are the chances that they someday they'll be in the same conference again?
That's a great question, because the real...
Because if they are in the right conference again, then sure, you might have a refurbished stadium. They might have a stadium on campus. But then you're basically in the same place. If you could end up, you might be in different ends of the conference, different
right.
resources in the conference. But if you could end up in the same conference as them again, you would basically be in the same place.
I think the question that I have, though, is are we going to still keep this basic structure?
Is even this stuff going to matter at all?
Like, what I mean by that is, like, are we still going to have these illusions of multiple conferences? Yeah, some have more than others, but they're all kind of playing the same thing. Or are we really just headed to the super team era?
The what?
The super league era, super team
okay,
era.
Okay, if there's a super league era, what's that, one conference?
I think, you know, it's going to be basically two conferences, where it would be the Big Ten.
Will Louisville be in it?
My guess is no, so what happens after that?
It's just too bad to think that, but this is also true for those brothers. You know, the decisions they made, one partied in college. We're not talking about you. One partied in college, one studied in college.
Well, one graduated in 3 years with two degrees, and the other like had to go
the decisions
beg for
that
computer
they made
science to not count.
Do determine the trajectory of a life. And
sure.
They do determine the trajectory of an institution. And the decisions that Memphis made. Now, by the way, it is not guaranteed that if Memphis had built an on-campus stadium in 1998 or something, that they would be where Louisville is. But actually, I think there's a very good chance it would have worked out.
There's not a guarantee, to your point. However, there was much more opportunity
I mean, this was at this point, you know, UCF wasn't even playing football yet.
Right.
Like, you weren't even competing with some of these schools, you know. So they hadn't gotten into the competition.
And obviously some things had to break the right way for Louisville. Like, you know, the ACC was doing an expansion at the time, and like that was like right place, right time. But at the same time, it's like Memphis could have probably been a very adequate possibility as well.
Speaking of paths not taken, it was 42 years ago today that Rex Dockery died in a plane crash, 12-12-83, and four men died in the plane crash: Charles Greenhill, Glenn Jones, Chris Farros, and Rex Dockery. And they had just beaten Louisville. They had just beaten Louisville, had a tremendous season, and they were headed off to a quarterback club meeting. That's where they were headed, in a private plane. Glenn Jones was the pilot. He was a booster and the pilot. And things were feeling pretty good in Memphis about the state of the football program. And all these years later, there's still no, the weather wasn't great. Understanding, I read my friend Zach McMillan's piece on this. He wrote a, I think it was on the 20th anniversary, he wrote a piece about this that's tremendous. And I guess if you go to ZachMcMillan.com, maybe you can see the piece, I think. It sort of captures the tragedy of it all. Like, he had a young son, D. Rex Dockery did. He, you know, tousled his hair before he headed off to this thing and never saw him again. Waleen, his wife, again, there were three others who died as well. But then, so that was an incredible tragedy for the program, which was on an upswing. And then in the wake of that, they had a choice. It feels like this is often the case. You can even say Dan Lanning, Ryan Silverfield, right? Whatever. That was the choice when Silverfield was hired.
Yep.
Here you had a choice between Ray Dempsey and Mack Brown. Who do you hire? And they hired Ray Dempsey. Mack Brown went on to great things. Ray Dempsey did not. Would that have turned out differently? Had the plane not crashed, would it have turned out differently? There are a lot of what-ifs all over life, but that was certainly one of them. And, you know, 42 years ago, four lives ended I think, Lawrenceville, Lawrenceburg, Lawrence, small town in Tennessee, they were headed to for a quarterback club meeting. All right, last thing before we take a break, come back, talk to Jason Smith. You happen to be a big fan of Baker Mayfield. That has certainly spiraled. And not only that, like, he has been over the last, they were 6-2, now they're 7-7.
Yeah.
For a while, they didn't have their weapons. Now they have their weapons. And obviously a big pick last night. They got a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and they lose a week after losing to New Orleans. They lose to Atlanta, two of the worst teams in the league. What the hell is going on, Jeffrey?
So do you remember when the Bucs went to SoFi to play the Rams on Sunday Night Football?
Yep.
Baker took like a massive shot to his shoulder. And ever since then, he's just not been right. Like, even last night when he kind of was at times, like, he was starting to kind of heat up a little bit, he's just been really inaccurate. And like, if you go and you look at the numbers, like, it all basically starts.
His numbers are dramatic.
Correct. Like, it's off target. Like, it's not even just like, oh, touchdown interception ratio. It's like off target number of inaccurate throws. I just think he's playing hurt, and they don't really have much of another choice. With that said, like, they still played offensively well enough to win this game. Like, yes, that pick at the end was bad, but it's like, man, they just basically allowed, in the second quarter and in the fourth quarter, like, they just allowed the Falcons to just kind of walk it down the field and score without
Falcons
any resistance.
Interesting too, because If you're Arthur Blank, that'd be fun, by the way, to be Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
But if you were, like, it would be so frustrating because there is talent on this team. Like,
well, don't you think the perfect metaphor for the Falcons is Kyle Pitts? Like, you look right at Kyle Pitts and you're like, how are you not better?
How are you not better?
Like, why are you not dominating the league? And I feel like that's kind of the same thing with the Falcons is, like, you look at them and they have pieces.
How are they not? Bijan
Robinson might be the
Panthers
best.
In the,
yes.
Know? It's why it. Listen, I always thought it was crazy for them to trade their first round pick this coming year
right
for a late first round pick with the Rams, which is what they did to get another pass rusher. But it's because they thought they were going to be good. They thought they were going to be good. And I honestly thought they were going to be good.
In a division where
nobody's good.
Correct. I mean, they've obviously had, like, some...
They've had injury issues, obviously. Kyle Pitts, but, like, sure, they've had quarterback injury issues. They were should have been better in a better position to withstand them than almost any team in
you
the league.
You should still beat the Jets.
I mean, you beat the Bills, for God's sakes, and you can't beat the Jets. Like, you beat the Bills. Anyway, Kyle Pitts, 11 catches, 166 yards, and 3 touchdowns last night. As Atlanta prevails and New Orleans now the thing about New Orleans in the end, if Baker's not right, it probably doesn't matter much. The Panthers play New Orleans this weekend. Yet another one of the Titanic games on the slate this weekend. If the Panthers win, the Bucs' chances to win the division, supposedly, if you go to look at the computers, 35%. If the Panthers lose, Bucs' chances to win the division 79%. So a lot hinges on that game. But these two teams play each other twice. They play each other in Week 16 and in Week 18.
I also
believe it's weird scheduling, isn't it?
I believe also if the Panthers beat the Saints next week's game in Charlotte, if the Panthers win, I don't think the Bucs can win the division.
That probably makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Then you. Yeah. We haven't talked about the Michigan situation. Sharon Moore is going to be...
Has he been arraigned yet? I'm looking.
He's going to be arraigned today in Michigan. Amazing. He's been in jail this whole time.
Presumably, we'll actually learn what the charges are.
It's funny. What's interesting is, if you read the rumors, you can get one thing. You just get much more detail. If you read the New York Post, you get some of that detail.
Yep.
But if you read the ESPN and you read The Athletic or whatever, you don't get much of this at all. Like, they have been held off on much details at all. But the New York Post, are we going to call that credible?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been going with John Bacon, who was Mark's old sports writing professor. He went on Detroit television and said this. And I just don't think John Bacon is going to go.
John Bacon is sort of been covering Michigan for forever. He has a new book out, by the way, about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is crushing it. So what we know is the woman that he was having the inappropriate relationship with was his executive assistant, Paige Shriver. Shriver, that's her last name, I think.
Yep.
Her pay has been raised from $58,000 to $90,000. She is the daughter of a Chicago Bears scout, longtime scout for the Chicago Bears. And they had investigated this for multiple times, and both parties had denied it. The reporting now is that the instructions were not to work with her any longer. Sharon Moore was told not to work with her anymore, and he fired her. And then she went and laid it all out to the administration. Is that consistent with what you'd gathered? She went and laid it out to the administration, at which point Sharon Moore went to her apartment, broke in with a knife, and threatened her and threatened to harm himself. He then fled and was arrested at a nearby church. Is this all consistent with what you have heard? I did see, and maybe John Bacon reported this too, Nicole Auerbach this morning or whatever, she reported that even though Sherrone Moore had known mental health issues, Ward Manuel, the AD, fired him without an HR rep or without security, alone, just fired, which is insane. And I have several takeaways here beyond one. This is just a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
Ward Manuel is going to get fired.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I would also say
that he didn't investigate it, know it, whatever before.
Well,
the way he handled the firing.
He knew it. He was protecting it.
Right.
So, yes. Now, I guess where it starts to get complicated is, what does Ward know that other people knew?
What does Ward knew that the quote-unquote president knew?
Right.
In other words, you're going to fire me.
Correct. Oh. And also, while Ward may have protected Sherrone Moore, it's like, hey, well, he hired Dusty May.
Yeah, that doesn't – being good at basketball doesn't excuse the way this is – this massive problem. The president has put out an email saying – asking for people to come forward, literally asking for people to come forward with what they know, including the sentence, all of the facts must be known. So you think Ward Manuel may not get fired?
I've seen so many guys that you think that they are dead man walking, and all of a sudden they got an ace up their sleeve. But I suspect that you're right. But are you telling, like, if you tell me he's still the AD next year, like, am I 100% stunned?
Sure.
Not really, because I've just seen this kind of stuff.
Anything I missed there that you think is relevant? Today we'll learn the charges.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that basically...
I mean, there's rumors of other stuff, but...
No, I mean, that's what I've... Like, that, I feel like that's what's been established. I think everything else is hearsay.
And we will learn more about the charges today, because, again, he's to be arraigned today. I did see Thamel said there's no evidence that Kalen DeBoer is interested in the job, but that doesn't mean, of course, he isn't interested in the job. It just means there's no evidence that he's interested in the job. And he could become more interested in the job depending on what happens in the playoffs.
It seems to me, and I don't know if this is, maybe Alabama has offered an extension. It feels like he's going to have something announced by the weekend. Like, he's got an extension with Alabama.
One way or another.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. Jason Smith coming up on the other side. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Right back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Jason John every single day from 11 to 2. Jason joins me now. Jason, were you, when you were the beat writer for the Memphis Tiger basketball team, did they play Louisville?
Yeah, swept them that year. They were.
Is that 2014? Mates. Yeah.
I believe it was, and Louisville both times, I believe, was ranked in the top 10. So they were huge wins for Josh in a year where he got all of his top 25 wins. Remember, they'd beaten Oklahoma State, I think, down in the Old Spice. Up until that point, he didn't have any AP-ranked wins. Remember, that'd been one of the knocks on him going into that year. And all of a sudden, it flowed, and that one was – I mean, it was you know, going up there in the Yum Center was packed, and I remember the tension and everything else. It was much like it was like Cardinals fans remembered it. But the key was, and we talked about it with Johnny. You know, you knew it would be for just that short time. You were conference rivals, and that, you know, it in a way, much like, you know, John wrote today, it can't really feel like that now because you're not in that same league. It's not twice a year, but it felt like old times that year, and was probably. You know, there must have been 18,000 in the building at the Forum when they came here. And it that was probably the closest we've been, because I think Tubby got him, but it was neutral. And that's the closest we've felt to it feeling like the old days, I'm sure. And then Louisville goes on and moves on.
It's funny, that wasn't so long ago. They literally were in the same conference in 2014.
Yep, and the buildings were packed in both instances. And it was we were writing about the – you know, about the series, I want to say, back then, and whether or not that was a big question mark, is whether Louisville was interested in continuing the series even as the two schools would part ways conference wise. And that I remember us, you know, trying to find that out and figuring, you know, they didn't. And that's the deal now. The take should be. I realize that, you know, we're always measuring Penny and what, you know, whether he's getting the job done and whether he's going to make a Sweet 16. But if you look at the fact that he was able to secure this series at a time where Louisville doesn't need you because of where they are, the series with Baylor, it really is a testament, at least, to what his peers, what his colleagues think of him and his program and where he's built it to. And the point I would make is this: they're not going to play you if they thought that perennially you're going to have a bum team. That's a bad loss for Baylor. Now, this first year, you can bet, you know, Scott Drew's still smarting from the loss and Lord, praying for Memphis the rest of the way, because you expected, and that's what he expected when he signed the deal. It's what Pat Kelsey expects, you know, what Louisville expects. Is that Penny's going to have a program that's going to make the tournament every year, but not just make it, be one that analytically is going to be up there in terms of the net and everything else, where if you lose, it's going to get – that's a testament to what you built, because the program certainly wasn't in a place when you first start out where that's a given. The Ole Misses in the Mississippi State regionally, you know, sure, they get it, but there's something in it for them in terms of, you know, you get to play both places. It's regional. They can understand it. But to get the Louisville's and Baylor's, especially at a time where Tennessee won't play you, I think as a credit, really, it's my take in terms of getting this back on, in terms of the takeaway from this, is it's, you know, Penny's coming off of his, in terms of winning his conference championship, going, you know, 10-3 in the non-con against the fourth toughest schedule. Like I feel like I say it almost every time, but it was his best season. I realize, again, you're cut short there by losing to Colorado State in the tournament. But, you know, he went to the Maui final. And I think Scott Drews, the Pat Kelseys say, yeah, I'll play them because if I beat them, it's a good win. And if I lose to them, it's not a bad loss. Now, again, you know, you've got, you know, year to year, if you're replacing 15, that's going to fluctuate. But hopefully Penny's going to get to some continuity and some consistency. And I think what the industry now, you know, sort of expects from him. And I think it's a credit to him for what he's built, that his colleagues and his peers look at him as their equal.
Do you have hope that, I guess when you look at it, and you guys have talked extensively about how devastating this conference is, particularly for basketball.
Yeah.
Do you have, I mean, you're a Memphis grad, you grew up here. Do you have hope that Memphis will someday make it over the wall? And do you have hope that Memphis will someday be with Louisville again? And to the extent that you do, is there a scenario you have in your mind? Or how do you think about that?
I mean, we've been down this road 1,000 times, and it's why. And John wrote it today. We've talked about the football position and maximizing what you've got there is so important because you've tried to have basketball as your leader, and you've tried to jump into these conferences before. Historically, that has been always been the way, and it has not worked. And so at this time where it feels like you've been given a boost by the Smith family, God bless them, and more of a spirit of we've got to make it in, and look at the offer to the Big 12. What are we talking about? And so, sure, you can get down and dismissive of it because they've told you no every time, or you can look, again, as we've talked about, ad nauseum at this point, at the fact that it does feel like there's going to be another round coming up when those contracts are done in 2030, and those talks will start much sooner. It does feel like the ACC is going to blow at some point. If you're looking for places, the Big 12 has sure told you enough times they don't want you. And so, you know, whether it's Louisville, I mean, I don't sit here every day and pray that we're in the conference and that, the rivalry is going on with Louisville again. But, yes, that has looked like the most, and it's probably been talked about for, you know, more than a year, for a couple of years. It's looked like the, I don't know, best candidate in terms of where Memphis could land if it does get pulled up into the power structure. Again, that's assuming Florida State, the Clemsons, all those guys get what they want and get out. Sure, it'd be great to be in with them. And it does seem like, you know, especially with where Memphis is in terms of resources, if they can, you know, get everybody to look up and take notice, to stop and take notice. And you do that with a hot football brand, it certainly can't hurt you. You've got your own building now. Maximizing football success at this point is your only choice. And so I'm hopeful that, yes, you'll win. You'll win conference championships, and that ultimately, if you do get pulled up with football leading the way, that it helps basketball in the way that I think nothing else can. It revives basketball the way that I think nothing else can in terms of non-conference schedule that Penny can do right now. You've got to get in another conference in basketball, and you don't do that by pouring everything into basketball. You've done that your entire sports history, your entire athletic department's history. You've got to go hard on football, and you've got to win, and hopefully Charles Huff is going to do that.
Can they win tomorrow? And if so, how?
Win tomorrow, you know, you've got to have that Aaron Bradshaw that you had against Baylor. They're doing a good job with him. Frankly, you talk about having no choice with what they've invested. And clearly, you know, Roy Rogers, that staff, Penny, you know, that's a deal where you've got to work on him separately, I'm sure, because of where, you know, you were getting zero. You were getting minuses essentially in the time that he was out there. And so you've got if you're going to find a way to win again, Penny usually gets his teams up and did last year for these teams. You know, when you're playing against these top 15, top 20 level opponents, he did it last year, Maui and everything else. If you're going to win, it's going to take a presence inside, because that if Louisville has a weakness, or something with John yesterday, he's pointed to that. But again, depending on Aaron Bradshaw at this point and consistency from him, it seems. I'd be scared to make that bet. And so if it's going to be done, it's that. But if Penny, you know, if Penny is keeping it close, if his team is covering at that wouldn't surprise me, because again, usually his teams play well in the spot, but you've got a tough road to hoe these next couple with them and with Vandy. Hopefully he can steal one of them. It'd be nice. And that's exactly what this team, frankly, it feels like this season right now needs.
And what's your bottom line on Charles Huff, your level of enthusiasm for that hire and your hopes for where he can take the football program?
I'm excited. I mean, just like everybody else, I you know, it's the same bullet points. I don't have anything probably original that I haven't already said on my own show. He's exciting. He did what you'd hoped that, you know, maybe a big name or someone else could have done in terms of getting folks excited. I think he did that at the press conference. Now, the other thing I like that he did was that he point to his, you know, he basically told you that Memphis made the best hire in the American. And he pointed over to South Florida and Heartline and pointed to his record. You know, I've done this. And it's not just one season of turnaround going from one win to seven in his first year at Southern Miss. He's actually won a conference championship. He addressed that directly. He said, this is the gap. That's the gap that Memphis hasn't been able to catch up and make up with Ryan Summerfield, with all due respect, 50 wins. And he said exactly what we've been saying. And so, again, it was refreshing in a way, Jeff, too, to hear a coach from come in here from day one. And keep in mind, you know, Ryan's got the 50 wins, but he's also, you know, he's defending what he's got. So, you know, there would be pushback when he bring this up. But here he is, you know, here's your new coach, Charles Huff, saying to even the fans that have said, well, listen, I went through the hard times, right? And winning these games 21 in the last 2 years is good enough for me. Charles Huff is telling you it hadn't been good enough, and particularly at this time, right, where Memphis needs to be. Again, it's not just about winning conference championships. It's about what that access, what winning that does for you now in terms of the access to the CFP. That's how you maximize. Huff's certainly going to have the resources to do it. And like he said, this thing ain't broke. It just needs somebody to take it over the finish line. And once you do that, you know, what that represents now is completely, that's changed since Mike Norvell was taking you to three straight, you know, conference title games. The ceiling is so much higher, and you have got to cash in. So hopefully Charles Huff is here to do that.
Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Jason Smith. Jeffrey, did you see the latest news out of the University of Memphis is that they're hiring Corey Phillips. Huff is hiring Corey Phillips as GM. He is in that role at Colorado. What did you make of that? Because you wouldn't think that coming to work at Memphis with Charles Huff is necessarily an upgrade over working with Prime at Colorado.
I mean, the first thing you have to wonder is, does that say anything about Prime's future at Colorado?
That's what I said.
I'm excited to see that the University of Memphis, it appears it's going to be football specific, correct?
Yep.
It's like, to me, like,
No. I don't know how you can't be excited by that.
Yeah, like, I think that's a great moment.
I wrote at the beginning that I thought this was, again, I didn't say he's the best hire because I don't know how it's going to be. I said he's the most qualified hire that Memphis football has made since Rex Dockery. And then since that hire, everything that has happened has only increased my enthusiasm, then my actual belief, as opposed to just looking at the resume, like the way that he comported himself, the way that he inspired people, all of that. And then this hire is like, it seems to me, it says, damn, he's going to go get some players.
Correct. And to me, it's like, this is serious. This is, you know what I mean?
He's getting players of that ilk, you know, that who would play it. This guy's world, he's familiar with players of the sort who would play at Colorado.
Yes.
Right? Now, Colorado wasn't very good this year, but be that as it may, that's what he is. And obviously, whatever you thought of Deion, he was very aggressive as a player getter.
Yep.
And a player dismisser. I don't know how you can't be pumped about that, knowing nothing at all beyond that necessarily about Corey Phillips. All right, we got did you notice? Oh, I want to correct something.
Yes.
Want to correct something.
Well,
We were mentioning, and by we, I mean you.
Yep.
Earlier,
hand
that
up.
It's 12% off at the Grizz Den. That is not today.
Correct. That was on Wednesday. I apologize.
Sadly.
That's on me.
That was for 12:10, and I believe 12:10 is past.
That is correct, Jeff. Today's 12:10
is past. That was for the ticket sales event, and so that is not correct. Regular prices at the Grizz Den. I do think, I'll say this, I have two of my three sons are Grizzlies fans. One didn't give a flip. He's not a fan of another team, just don't give a flip. I invariably, for Christmas, give them Grizz merch.
Yep.
And Bills merch.
Yep.
Like, I invariably do that. And so 12% off or no 12% off, you will see me at the Grizz Den getting merch for...
Who needs a new quarter zip, boys?
For Ben, I think I've gotten him enough quarter zips. Something t-shirt, just even a t-shirt,
jersey,
nice, whatever.
Maybe a walking boot.
Yeah, who knows? a walking boot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, did want to correct the record on that. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.